Well, let's kick off with a look at what's hot this week in the world of science, and very exciting for people who are working in the field of strokes and brain hemorrhages is a piece of research from Johns Hopkins, Helen. This is a researcher called Daniel Hanley, and he and his team have been building on work they started doing in 2006, which is the idea of when someone has a brain hemorrhage, so this is a bleed of blood into the brain substance itself, they've been looking at the idea of putting in clot-busting chemicals inside the brain to get rid of the blood clot. Because when these intracerebral hemorrhages occur, they're so dangerous for a number of reasons. One of them is that the blood clot itself puts pressure on the brain locally, and this cuts down the supply of blood to adjacent bits of the brain. The second problem is that the blood can obstruct the flow of cerebrospinal fluid. This is the chemical fluid that bathes the brain normally, and it has to get out of the brain and get reabsorbed into the rest of the body. And the blood clot can stop that happening, so the brain swells even more. And also the presence of the blood can leach other chemicals that cause other blood vessels supplying different parts of the brain to go into a kind of spasm. It's called a vasospasm. And this can cut off the blood flow to different parts of the brain, further compounding the stroke by causing other strokes. So overall, this condition has a very grim prognosis for the people whom it affects. It has about an 80% mortality rate normally. Now, doctors are normally pretty reserved about the idea of putting in clot-busting chemicals into patients who have been bleeding because they might make the bleed worse. But what this team decided to do was to inject very tiny amounts of a chemical called TPA. This is tissue plasminogen activator and is one of the body's natural anticoagulant chemicals that breaks down clots. But rather than putting it into the bloodstream, they decided to add it directly to the CSF, the cerebrospinal fluid, inside the brain itself. And they did it at very low doses, and they tested three different doses, a lower dose, a medium dose, and a higher dose, on 52 patients. And they were really surprised to be able to turn what was an 80% mortality rate in this disease into an 80% survival rate. And of the patients they treated, 10% were back at work within a month. So this looks like it could really turn around this condition. And at the moment, they're talking about setting up a much bigger trial of some 500 patients to now get the doses absolutely spot on and see if this is an appropriate and safe thing to do.
Presumably you have to act pretty quickly when someone has a stroke to administer this kind of drug, given all these awful side effects that can happen from it.
Yes, and the idea is to get someone scanned very, very fast, find out if they've had a brain hemorrhage, so you can see that on a CT scan, for instance, and then you would usually infuse this into the ventricle, the fluid space inside the brain, and when they did this study, they found that the patients in whom they did this got better. Their clots disappeared three times faster than patients that were just managed conservative, like control patients. And also the people on the highest dose they gave got better on average a day faster than those who had the lower doses. So it does look like the right thing to do. And the really reassuring thing was that the patients whom they treated with these clot busters didn't have any additional bleeding events inside their brains, or they didn't have any more bleeding events than patients who didn't have any of this treatment. So it looks like it's a safe but very effective way to do it. And Daniel Hanley himself actually says that they've really managed to turn this story around.
That's excellent news.